Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
For the 10th anniversary of the Galaxy S phone, Samsung revealed an array of new gear at its Unpacked event Wednesday. The big attention grabber was, of course, the Galaxy Fold, a foldable phone Samsung's been teasing for years. It's got a 4.6-inch display in the front that then folds out to a 7.3-inch display. Holy smokes. It's also just under $2,000. Alfred, who do you think is actually going to buy this thing?
I don't think anyone's really going to buy it. It looks really cool, but you know, at
somebody
that price,
will buy it.
I wanted to get it if CBS was willing to pay for it, but it turns out that they are not.
So you're willing to get it for free?
Yes. Like if somebody just gave it to me, sure, I'll take it and use it. But for $2,000 for something that's really not been proven yet? I don't know.
People
I don't think so.
People will definitely buy this phone. There are going to be a bunch of like early adopters and folks that just want to like show off at a party and be like,
yeah,
yo, check this out.
That is not the majority of people though. That's like a select handful. And you know, I don't think Samsung really has that kind of flex power that Apple does. I think when the iPhone 10 came out, I was like, yo, that phone has a notch. This guy's got $1,000 phone. I don't think Samsung has that same power for some reason.
Point.
I don't know why. It's like, oh, wow, this guy's got a $2,000 phone and it folds. Like, definitely cooler features, definitely more useful than, like, a little notch. But, you know, that level of, like, flexing and, like, luxury, like, you know, early adoption kind of thing, I don't think that Samsung has that kind of power.
It's a very good point that you mentioned. Apple has been pushing that whole luxury brand stuff for a very long time. They even brought in Burberry's former CEO to run its retail operations. They, for their retail shops, I remember I covered one, I think in the Upper East Side that was like a former bank that was like, you know, they just tried to like really make things look very luxurious.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, give us all your money. You're going to be one of the rich kids.
Yeah. Think about how quickly like AirPods became a giant flex, right? Like that was something like, oh, only rich people have AirPods.
Which I will admit on this podcast, we made fun of a lot.
Yeah. But like Galaxy Buds, like cost about the same price as AirPods do, I guarantee you they will not have that same reputation of being a flex. In the same way that I don't think the Fold will be like a flex device.
I have a hard time agreeing with you on the Fold just because it's that much more expensive and it's so much more noticeable as a thing. The notch, yeah, it's noticeable, but it's not as noticeable as you taking out your phone and then folding it out and being like, yo, check this out. This is amazing. All right. I also appreciate you using the word flex a lot, which I totally get because I'm a young person. So there's that.
We don't have that much time on the show. Come on.
All right, fine. Next, Samsung revealed four new Galaxy S10 phones yesterday. The S10, the S10 Plus, the cheaper S10e, and the S10 5G, which is the brand's first 5G phone. Let me run through some of the specs. Ultrasonic in-screen fingerprint sensor. There's a hole punch instead of a notch on the side, which I guess is cool. I don't know what you think about that.
I appreciate the hole punch. I think it's a much better design than having that notch just because it feels much less intrusive.
Yes.
Big fan of the ultrasonic fingerprint reader. I'm glad that you can have the full screen now. Unfortunately, for the S10e version, the fingerprint reader is on the power button.
Really?
Yeah, it's not in the screen. I guess because it's like $200
cheaper
or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. Also, they keep the headphone jack. I wanted to throw that
in
there.
Yes, very important reason why I am looking for an S10 now, as opposed to like a Pixel 3 or anything like that. Also, they talked up their cameras a lot. It looks like they're, you know, trying to catch up with the iPhone XR, XS, also the Pixel 3's camera. They like finally started talking about a lot of the software features that they're building into it. But also, what do they got, like three cameras on the back? Yeah.
Up to four. I think the Plus has four, I believe.
Oh, wow. So the three cameras on the back, though, one is like ultra wide, one is like macro, like zooming, and one's just like a normal camera. Also, there's like some Instagram feature now with it.
Yes. Yeah, so they talked a lot about the camera, which to me feels like this is what they do at press events now. They're like, yo, check out this camera. It's incredible. Let's flex. Did I use that right?
Yeah, well, again, we don't have any time left on the show.
Okay, fine, whatever. If you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.